always felt it was one of my missions to point out the African roots of American folk music, and in particular the banjo. In the United States, we're so used to being a conglomeration of so many different peoples. I think sometimes we forget these different strands that make up American music. One, a really important strand of American music and American folk music is African. And the roots and melodies and the rhythms make a huge contribution to how we play our music in America today. I want to point out 6 different bits of songs and pieces to illustrate the evolution of the African influence in American music. First, a little bit of the akanting, which is a relative of the banjo in West Africa that's played today. If you see somebody play this, you see that they play exactly the way we see people play clawhammer or frailing style today. It's called downstroking, where we play with the back of our fingernail, the index finger or the middle finger. And that is strictly African. Here's a little bit of the akanting from West Africa. Georgia Sea Island Singers were a group that represented the music of the slaves and descendants of slaves who were very isolated on the islands off the coast of Georgia and South Carolina. That is and was a wonderful group. There's some early footage of the Georgia Sea Island Singers singing a song called Throw Me Anywhere, Lord, and you get a beautiful example of the singing and the rhythm of African American people in the earlier folk music days. And you really get a sense of how that syncopated rhythm was a great contribution to American music. Here's a little sample of Bess Cronin from Ireland singing what is probably the most widely sung English language ballad in folk music, Barbara Allen. And you get a contrast here of the somewhat unemotional presentation of a narrative from the British Isles. After you hear this, then we start thinking about how did those things merge in American music? The Irish and the African people, for example, were thrown together as slaves more than 300 years ago in the tropics. And there's always been a Celtic-African fusion in New World music. So you get an example of something straight from Ireland, that unemotional, unaccompanied singing style where you're presenting a very compelling story.
In the summertime, when the flowers were freshly springing, a young man came from the north country, fell in love with Barbara Allen, fell in love with Barbara Allen. A young man came from the north country, fell in love with Barbara Allen.
Here's a little bit of Lily Mae Ledford from Eastern Kentucky singing the banjo picking girl from the Coon Creek Girls. And now we see how people who have European, British Isles, Cherokee, and African American ancestry are blending the strains of the African American banjo with the sounds and melodies of European and British Isles music. Another example of the same type of fusion is Sheila K. Adams from Western North Carolina, a seventh generation ballad singer and banjo player. And finally, the reclaiming of the banjo from its minstrel history. The Carolina Chocolate Drops are part of a movement called the Black Banjo Movement, and they do a wonderful rendition of Cornbread and Butter Beans. So here's a little sample of that.
bone, eating beans.